Hi, this is Vicky.
Hey, Vicky, it's Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good, how are you doing?
Good. Do you have a minute?
Yes.
All right. Crazy election, right?
It's every year or every 4 years, so it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, are you doing the piece of the rock?
Yeah, so I just want to walk through this real quick.
Okay.
Give me a second. I'm shooting you an email, but to you and Brian, but I think it makes easier if I explain it too.
Okay.
All So basically, here's what we're doing. We gave the customer a few options, and it's much easier for us, and it's just about dollar amount for us to do the equipment and have him pay taxes separately.
Okay.
So when he went up there, I thought he was actually writing you a check for taxes, but it looks like he actually wrote you a check for the deposit, correct?
Well, I don't, is that what, because that amount is really strange that he, hang on, I didn't even look that closely at it.
Yeah, I sent them both invoices. Basically, we have two cutoffs, and just so you know, it's all about getting the customer options, of course, just getting the deal done smoothly. So basically, I worked with Brian. I said, "Hey, look, here's some options," and
Oh, is that
we weren't
okay? I
doing.
forgot I had done that. I'm sorry.
No worries. We went the route of us just financing the equipment and him paying taxes separately. It makes it a lot easier since you guys can invoice the machine and taxes separately. The good news is you don't have to list any deposits. We're gonna pay you 100% of the cost of the equipment up front. How much did you receive from him so far?
We received 19,583.23, but there's not tax on freight, is there?
I don't know.
No, I think you had told me that.
I have no idea. I'm not a tax expert at all. I just know that you guys are unique and that you collect taxes in states outside of your home base, which makes you a little different than most vendors I work with.
Yep, we have to. Yeah, because we bring people in there to install and do service work, so that gives us a presence in each state.
Oh, okay. I didn't understand that. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's why we have to do the taxes, because we bring
Yeah.
people into the state. Yep.
Yeah. The fact that you guys can invoice the tax separately make it a hell of a bit different, but we're just going to finance the equipment cost, which is that 245. That's what we made docs off of.
Perfect. Nope. Yep. Nope. That he really did. I guess we listed it as a deposit, but yeah, it was taxes. I didn't.
Oh,
Yep,
so
I meant.
is the tax invoice you sent me the first one for like 20,000 incorrect?
Yeah, actually, because it's not the amount he paid me was on the equipment, not on the freight. So I can change that up.
Oh, so the only so the actually the invoice or taxes should be like that 19,000.
Correct.
Cool.
Yep, I
Can you
just was looking at it. Yep, I'll
since
redo
so
it.
since so Brian just kept in the loop, can you just say, "Hey, Ruben, we're good to go. The $19,000 is actually the taxed, and I think we're good to go."
Yeah, and Brian's on the road, so yeah, but
I'll call him. Let him know we
no.
spoke.
Yeah, no, I'd say he'll be fine. Yep,
So,
okay.
Vicky, I want to talk to you real quick about one other quick thing if you had a minute. Is now an okay time or are you slammed?
Okay, what about this? So have you had everything? Okay, I didn't look at your email yet.
We have signed docs. The customer's an extremely busy guy. I've done multiple loans for this guy. I got signed docs via via email. They're supposed to overnight them. They're either getting overnighted today or yesterday or today. FedEx doesn't
Okay.
track yet, so as soon as I get docs, I'm gonna pay you.
Okay, perfect.
But yeah, if you could just shoot me the invoice with the corrected taxes, it'd be great.
Yep.
That'd be awesome.
No, I'll do that.
And then yeah, 100% up front, so you don't have to track anyone down
Okay.
for payment.
Nope. No, yeah, exactly. Okay, so you're just waiting for the original docs back. You got the insurance and everything?
I don't actually. So my process is a lot smoother. I don't actually require insurance to fund. I just need it within 30 days.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So,
have you ever run into issues with that?
Well, I wanted to tell you kind of a little about myself and how I source my business instead of giving you like the company man speech. So I've been with Cardiff for 9.5 years, but the industry that I really service a lot of is stone. How did I get my business? It's pretty simple. I picked up the phone. I'm a salesperson. I called a lot of guys and I said, hey, look, we do a lot of deals from A to Z, but if you're willing to give me an opportunity, I promise I'll work really, really hard for you and get your deals done. That was in 2007 when no one wanted to touch this industry. And over the last 9.5 years, I've really developed both an understanding of the process. Basically, what enables why I'm a little different than the average leasing salesperson is, I know how to underwrite, and it sounds arrogant, but it's not. If you talk to me as a customer in 2 minutes, I'll exactly know how your pricing is going to be. I'll know the loan program that's good for you. I'll know what you need. I'll talk to you like a real person. I'll know what the vendor needs. I understand the moving parts. With this whole tax issue in these programs, I'm not going to 20 different people and supplicating. I kind of know the answers up front. So most of my funding, my vendors work with me is, I have a really simple process to approve and fund customers to make it quick. So one thing you asked is, hey, do people get in trouble with insurance, correct?
Well, yeah, well, that's usually what most leasing companies require that before they'll fund us.
Yeah, because most leasing companies, their process is, to be honest, very, very stringent. I don't require insurance on any transaction to fund it unless it's a titled vehicle, because that's DMV and that's a titled vehicle. So we have within 30 days to get the insurance. Most of my, just so you know, my documents, and they're 3 pages long. Sign here, sign here, sign there. There's been like, I think a lot of reps have tried to talk to Cardiff. There might have been not the best relationship, but what I'm excited about, because I know you talked to Brian and a lot of sales reps, we did the Abilene deal. We're doing this deal. There's other customers that obviously there's a reason they're working with us or happy. And I just wanted to reach out. You know, I've talked to Brian about this, but I'd love the opportunity to be a source for your other customers. All I can promise to do is treat your customers right and work hard for you and earn your business.
Yeah, and you're best off starting, because usually I'm the after effect.
Yeah.
I mean, usually whoever they pick normally is who I deal with then.
Absolutely.
So,
but I think reaching out, and I've talked to Brian, but I do think reaching out and saying, hey, look, I know people talk. If you ever run into a customer or one of your sales guys, and I've worked with Dale before as well at your company.
Okay.
It's like, hey, look, if you need help for the customer, give us a ring. It takes me 2 hours to get a loan approved up to $150,000, just so you know.
Oh, okay. That's good.
I don't require, and the cool thing about us is we don't require tax returns. We don't require all the stuff up to 150. It's just basically an application and a few bank statements.
Oh, that's right. You had said about this one with 150. Yeah.
Yeah, above 150. Above 150, I need them. But I think why people like working with Cardiff and especially myself is we work really hard for our customers, but we don't play the whole sales game. We tell them how it is, and we most importantly, we want to get you paid up front and make the deal go smoothly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Okay, good.
Yeah, but on this one, we're going to just do the equipment, and he'll pay separately for the taxes.
Okay, perfect.
Who do you work with primarily for leasing? Is it MFS, I believe?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, no, they're really good. I have no issue with them at all.
Okay. Yeah, they're a great company. I think where we'll fit in is, you know, since you already have, it's like, I'm the first choice for a lot of vendors, and it's someone calling them and saying, hey, look, if Ruben can't get the deal done, send it to me. That's where my attitude is. If you guys come across a customer that can't get approved by MFS, feel free to pick up the phone and say, hey, Ruben, we got this customer. Are you familiar with credit scores or no?
Yes.
We did as well as
But I'm not after it. I usually don't deal with that. That's usually what the salesmen do.
Okay.
Or sales manager. Just an FYI, you know, so I usually leave it up to them to who they pick or who their customers pick.
Okay. Well, I'll follow up with Brian and maybe getting a conference call off this and maybe develop something from there. Other than that, let's see. Do I have your wiring instructions?
You know what? I'll send it with you with this revised invoice.
Okay.
You have them.
And we're funding, just so I make sure, if I can always do alterations, but we have, let's see. Give me a second. I'm assuming you guys are getting a lot of deals year end because of.
Hello?
Hello?
What happened? Hey there?
Hello? Vicky, if you can hear me, I'll call you right back. I can't hear you.